Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host with Roy. Are you there?
Yes, Ethan, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Ethan?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about that TV show that everyone used to watch called Unsolved Mysteries. The writer of that show would talk about a lot of the things that are going on in the world, a lot of things that we can't solve, but they're unsolved mysteries. Is there anything you want to share on that, Roy?
Well, that's interesting because a lot of those unsolved mysteries, you know, even though they were unsolved, don't mean that they weren't real, you know. A lot of those things that are unexplainable are probably more real than a lot of the things that people think, you know, that are being made up.
So, UFO sightings and ghost hauntings and unsolved murders, things that, you know, like secret societies, different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are all unsolved mysteries because everything's behind closed doors and people really don't know what is on the other side of the curtain. You know,
no.
A lot of people are questioning. So is there anything you want to share on that, Roy?
You know, that's interesting. You know, there's so many unsolved mysteries out there that a lot of people, you know, think that, you know, whatever happened was, you know, something that, that happened and people didn't, you know, lost, you know, a track or whatever, you know, and it's hard to, you know, for a lot of these people to explain, you know, what really happened. You know, just like, okay, good example, a lot of these UFO sightings, you know, a lot of people take pictures and stuff, but it's almost like you got to be at the right place at the right time. If not, you know, that UFO disappeared really fast. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, you know, where people have had also experiences where they might see really big, heavy light, and then the next minute they find out one of their family members disappeared and they can't find them or they don't have no trace of them. And just like the movie Dark Skies, when that came out, you know, how they abducted their firstborn son with the Greys, and a lot of strange activity started happening to a lot of people that watched that movie. You know, and I know I've had a lot of weird experiences watching that movie, and that's an unsolved mystery in itself because, you know, you still can't grasp what, if that was based on true events or was that real or fiction. You know, that's the question. But it's the same thing with Wes Craven's movie Stephen King. You know, it's just like the movie Langoliers. Stephen King, when he made that movie, I'm sure it shocked a lot of people because it was something out of the ordinary. It was something where the plane just magically disappeared into that dimension. So there are a lot of things, unsolved mysteries that we can't explain. It's just like I woke up that night when I saw that, when I heard that carriage, and it sounded like vampires that were coming after me. You know, and then I saw the fog when I prayed to Poseidon for protection. So, you know, there are a lot of different events that do happen in our lives that we can't explain. You know, they're supernatural things. Is there anything you want to share that?
Yeah, it's interesting because it's almost like each event was meant, you know, for you or, you know, someone else to experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had, you know, different experiences when I was younger. And, you know, and you've had your experiences. Main thing, it's almost like it was for your eyes only.
Mm-hmm.
And something, you know, that you had to see or experience. And I think, you know, there's a lot of stories out there, you know, that happened to a lot of people over the years. But a lot of the people, you know, think, well, you know, the people just say it's my imagination if I tell them, you know, what I experienced. And I think that's why a lot of people, you know, that have had experiences, you know, they're not willing to share a lot
mm-hmm.
of their experiences, yeah.
That's
just
true.
Wanted to share that with you.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like that one night. I was sleeping and I heard something growling on my chest. I didn't know what it was. And I flicked it off my chest and it landed on the ground, and come to find out that it was a troll.
Wow.
And the troll got up and it just started running across the floor.
Hmm.
And it was just a small little man, just like, you know, just like the, you know, just like the cat's eyes. Remember the little troll?
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost similar, the same experience, because the troll was trying to suck out energy from my mouth, like almost like it was trying to feed off my energy or my power.
Wow.
So, you know, that whole thing, we don't know.
But how do we know that a lot of these movies, you know, that, you know, we have watched or experienced, that somehow we opened up those parallels and allowed them in?
That's true. We don't know.
We don't know. You know, because we've watched movies before.
It's all about experimenting.
Yeah, it's all about experimenting.
I mean, how does science play a big factor in our lives?
Yeah.
We, you know, we time everything by measure. We time everything by math. We time
mm-hmm.
everything by distance. We time everything by time. And to me, that's all part of science and logic.
But yet in space, there is no time or distance.
And that's what's so interesting about space and
mm-hmm.
space and the ocean, is that there's just no time and space.
No.
It could just keep going on and on and on.
Yeah. I mean, we're the only planet in the whole universe that goes by time.
Yes,
so
we are.
What does that say?
I mean, that says that we're basically limiting ourselves.
Yep.
Because the Indians, they didn't have to go by that.
No.
And I'm sure the monks don't go by that either.
No. No.
I mean, we believe in war, and they believe in peace.
Yeah.
I mean, what sounds better, war or peace?
Well, peace is always better. Nobody gets hurt.
Yep. Or killed, or family members
yeah.
don't suffer. Their husband's dead.
Mm-hmm. And children.
Or their own children that was drafted.
Yeah. Or joined the military.
I mean, people didn't have a choice when they were drafted.
I know, I was there.
So, that's what people have to keep in mind.
Yeah. Well, they gave people a choice. You either went or you went to prison.
Yep.
That was your choice.
I mean, you really didn't have a choice.
No.
You're being forced.
And that's how, because during that same time, they were giving people that were going to go to prison a choice.
Uh-huh.
They told them, you either go to prison, and that's what the judge would tell them, or you could go into the military.
Yep.
A lot of them thought, well.
Military is just like prison.
Yeah. They knew if they messed up there, they were going to go to military prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people really didn't have a choice. They were slaves.
No, and a lot of people got killed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the price.
Yeah.
It had to be paid.
The debt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you have any callers?
No, we don't have no callers tonight. No callers.
No callers tonight. Okay, we're going to go ahead and invite our listeners out there, you know, to call in. And if you want a free reading, you know, we're willing to go ahead and give you a free reading, or we could continue to just keep talking, whatever subject you'd like to talk about. And that's what we enjoy doing, you know, on our show, is being open to everything. I just wanted to share that. And is there anything else, Agent?
I just wanted to mention for all the people out there that are looking to get a reading, you can go on my website on ornum.com and I'd be happy to give them a reading on there as well, or you can go under Pal Talk. If you got Pal Talk, I can give you a reading there, and we can do it there. My username is Merlin27, and I can meet you on there, and we can do a reading. Is there anything else you want to share, Roy?
Yeah, again, we want to, you know, let all our listeners out there know that, you know, now that we're in 2013, a lot of things are changing. You know, we're going through a lot of earth changes. You know, people are beginning to feel, you know, a lot of outside pressure, whether it's from the media or whether that be from people that you know that, you know, are going through some hard times right now. There's a lot of negativity out there. Main thing is not to allow yourself to fall into that, to, you know, rise above and inspire people and help them, you know, the best way you can, you know, with kindness. And be a little more giving. I just wanted to share that. And is there anything else you want to share, John?
Well, I just want to share for that to remember to always listen to your dreams, because your dreams will never lead you wrong. It'll give you intuition, insight of what's going on in the future or what's going on around you. And to remember to ask the Ascended Masters to help you in hard times. And that's why they're there, is for you to give them your burdens and also the Archangels. And no matter what people do or say or knock you down, just remember who you are and where you're going. That's the message I want to give to everybody.
And that was wonderful, Adrian. And again, you know, we, you know, are open to, you know, any callers that would like to, you know, have a free reading tonight, and any inspiration that we can give them, you know, from the messages that we receive. The main thing is being open. There's nothing wrong with being skeptical. The main thing is not to be closed off and to be open, you know, to all possibilities. And that's, you know, part of the subconscious mind and how it works. And is there anything else you want to share, Adrian?
I just wanted to mention that the subconscious mind is very powerful, and anybody would like to experience what it feels like to be hypnotized or have hypnosis, feel free to contact us anytime. We'd be happy to assist you.
Also, we do readings for, you know, past lives, and we help people who are, you know, looking for their twin flames or twin selves. And why is it important? Why is that important, Agent, right now?
Well, to connect with your twin flame is very important, because that's who you're going to be with for eternity. So even if you're not with your twin flame right now and you do meet them, just realize that they're catching up to you, and once they get up to your level, then you guys can be with each other for eternity. And even into the next life, if you choose. And that's what I believe. So just put it out there that you meet your twin flame and you will.
That's wonderful. And again, we do have Lena Radford on Sunday night. She helps a lot of people to, you know, connect with their twin selves, and whatever blockages they might be going through, she can give people energy gifts, you know, to help them to be more successful in whatever, you know, their desires are. Main thing is there's a lot of tools out there for everyone. It's mainly to be open and allow, you know, the universe to, you know, help, you know, with these tools. And I just wanted to share that. And what else do you have, Aita?
Well, I think it's important for people to study what a twin flame is before you go into it, and do your research and pray on it. And if you're ready for to connect with that energy, then just allow the universe to help you in that direction. So I thought I'd mention that.
That was a wonderful message. And again, main thing is, you know, to follow your intuition, you know, follow your dreams. Because we know that the dream state is very powerful. That's when you're in that part of the subconscious mind. I mean, a lot of people do a lot of astral traveling, you know, in their dreams. And the astral world is, you know, very, you know, big part of our lives. You know, the main thing is we spend a lot of time in the dream state. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, I have to agree with that. I think for a lot of people that are in that state, we'll see a lot, and God will reveal a lot as long as you keep in that state of mind. And, you know, and I recommend praying at least 3 times a day, just like brushing your teeth. You know, you want to make sure that your soul is clean. And it's like keeping up your hygiene, you know. It's like every time when you pray, you always want to tell God what you're thankful for. And stay away from any negativity, any pornography, anything that could corrupt your mind, or drugs, or negative people. Stay away from all that. Because all that is, it's just, it corrupts your mind. Just try to keep your mind busy. Try to do other things. Stay away from smoking, anything that's not healthy for your soul. And then the angels and God will help you. Because anything that's not healthy for you, it's just all negative energy. That's just my thoughts on that.
That's so interesting, because it's not only what we put into our bodies, you know, that we're being affected, but a lot of it has to be with the way we think. You know, we're always thinking about different things all the time. A lot of it, you know, we're thinking, you know, thousands of times a day. Main thing is, what thoughts are we putting into our mind?
That's true.
I mean, a lot of it has to do with things that's happened in the past. The main thing is not to focus on that, but be more in the now, be more in the present time. That way we don't recreate, you know, things from the past.
Very true.
Like I told you, you know, I think a lot of it, you know, with our way of thinking, you know, we are our own worst enemy.
Yes, we are.
And we can, you know, we could even sabotage ourselves just by thinking negative. You know, everybody has desires, but a lot of it has to do reason we don't receive those things that we're desiring is because our mind shifts and we go back to thinking negative again. And we know that the universe don't discriminate. So whatever you think about is the universe will send that to you.
Yeah, very true.
And what else do you have to share, Adrian?
Well, I think it's like what you were saying a while back, how a lot of these spirits that are trapped on Earth have a lot of unresolved issues. And a lot of them had no religion. A lot of them had no direction where they're going. And a lot of them are stuck here. They're trying to find that doorway out, that light, you know. And we know this because we've experienced it. We've talked to spirits that are trapped here. And we've also spoke with demons, fallen angels that came here with Lucifer. And a lot of them are lost, and a lot of them are trying to find the light as well. And we're just in this huge war, spiritual war that we're in. And we don't know how much longer it'll continue until everything is a domino effect, like you said. And once that time comes, people have to be prepared. They have to be ready for that time to come, because the clock is ticking. Let's put it that way. The clock is ticking. And it's time to prepare.
It's so true. And the main thing is time don't wait for anybody.
No, it don't. That's the bad part.
Yeah. I mean, people can, you know, stick their heads in the sand like an ostrich, but it's not going to go away on its own.
No, it won't.
So the best thing, like you...
There'll be no safe place.
Be ready.
You can prepare, but there's no safe place.
No.
There's no hiding. And there's no
shame in
hiding.
A good example would be, you know, if you're going to run in a marathon, you better be out walking or practice some running.
Yep.
Because if you don't, when that day comes, you won't be ready.
Nope. It'll catch people by surprise.
Yeah.
And that's what the black government wants to do, is catch people off guard.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole idea.
And I'm saying this for everyone's good, is prepare yourself and just be ready for that time to come.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Jesus said, no man knows when I will come. I will come like a thief in the night.
So true.
And what he meant by that is he ain't gonna He's not going to tell us when all this is going to happen. He just wants us to be ready.
That's right.
I mean, why do you think they're building more temples?
Yeah.
Why do you think all the missionaries are going around the world preaching to people and people slamming their doors in their face?
Hmm.
I mean, we're all doing light working, no matter what we are, what religion we are. But the bottom line is you're always going to be condemned.
Oh, yeah. Well, how many doors did Jesus have slammed in his face?
A lot.
Yeah. Anything is not giving up.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's going through some kind of, you know, discouragement, whether it be a job or relationships or money or something.
That's true.
Is, you can't give up. If plan A don't work, you go to plan B.
A lot of shamans have given up because they can't, either one, they can't take the heat, or number two is because something was taken away from their ego.
Yep.
They chose that spiritual path for a reason. They chose it on a higher level, on a higher, something that we can't comprehend that they chose as a contract.
Mm-hmm.
And then they felt like in this life it was too hard for them because they chose that contract. You know, they wanted to live a normal life. They wanted to have a family. They wanted to have kids.
Yeah.
They wanted to travel. They wanted to do wild things and get in trouble with the law. And, you know, they wanted to experience life and have fun. But that's not what they chose. They chose to come here as spiritual warriors to fight off Lucifer. You know.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a hard calling because you were one of the people that cast Lucifer out of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one that helped Michael to cast him out.
Mm.
And that's what a spiritual warrior does.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this question. The people that helped Jesus cast out Lucifer, you don't think Lucifer is going to remember who cast him out?
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to work harder.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to work 1,000 times harder.
See, he's not worried about his followers. He already knows he has them.
Yeah.
Who he wants is he wants to go after the light worker that keeps spreading, you know.
The light.
The light.
Yeah. And he knows their weaknesses. He knows
mm-hmm.
that one of their weaknesses could either be drugs, pornography, anything to tear your connection away from God,
mm-hmm.
he will do it.
Yeah.
Ego, money. First thing he goes after is the ego, because that is, the ego edges God off. That's the first thing he wants to do.
Right.
He wants to cut that connection. Just like we cut the cords, he wants to cut the cords of our connection
mm-hmm.
with God. That is his whole plan.
Yeah.
And I feel the reason why I've gone through so much is because, and I'm going to share this with everybody, is because I was one of those people who cast Lucifer out.
Yeah.
And not too many people did.
No.
A lot of them just stood back and just watched. We don't know how old our souls are.
No.
Whether this be a past life thing, it's still going to haunt us in this lifetime.
Yeah.
So I just want to let everybody know that you have to remember who you are and where you come from.
And where are you going?
Yep. I mean, everyone's going to have thoughts of suicide. Everyone's going to have thoughts of giving up. I mean, everyone's going to have thoughts, you know, why is my life such bullshit? But the bottom line is your life could be a lot worse. And you have to find your strength, your balance. And I know balance and strength has come hand in hand. It's just like karate. You got to find your center line.
Mm-hmm.
If not, you can easily be knocked off your board. The waves of life will knock you off your board. And those waves are the people who call in and you know, and they're pranksters. You know, those are the waves. Those are the people that are the ocean. Okay, I'll just give an example, Roy, what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I'm on a board, okay? And I'm trying to keep my balance, and the waves are coming in. And I have all these people around me trying to throw rocks at me or water, and I'm trying to keep my balance on my board.
Mm-hmm.
If I lose any kind of distraction or focus when I'm on my board, I will fall over. And the ocean of the power of the ocean will drag me under. It will drag me under the water. And it goes for everyone. It goes for you. It goes for everyone, this message.
That's true.
And those waves are the people who call in and they call themselves pranksters.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the waves that I'm talking about. And I think the lesson here is that, you know, when you were telling me when we were in the ocean and you got dragged underneath the water,
mm-hmm.
I think what it's telling you is don't let life weigh you down. Don't let it drag you underneath the ocean because you're stronger than that.
Yeah.
And that's what I was trying to teach Diana Sue. She has to remember
mm-hmm.
who she is and where she comes from. And for a while there, she was falling into darkness.
Mm.
And that's normal for a contract holder. That's normal. That is something that is normal. Because they have to know the difference between dark and light. You will be dragged under that ocean. That's what I'm trying to say. But how do you get back up on that board? That's the whole thing. That's the question. And find your balance.
That's the main thing.
We were all the fallen ones.
You know, like I've always told you, you're either the quick or the dead.
Yep.
Take your pick.
And the quick is to think. Think about what you're doing.
Yeah.
And if I had that opportunity to tell my girlfriend before she committed suicide,
mm-hmm.
I would have told her on the phone, think about what you're doing. Think about the people you're going to hurt. Think about you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Don't think of your ego. This is not about your ego. This is about your life. This is about the people that you're going to hurt the rest of your life.
You know, and that's interesting because, you know, I heard somebody say one time that suicide is a permanent solution for a temporary problem. And, you know, like I said, it's going to affect them for a long time and affect a lot of other people.
Yes, it will. That's why I say, think about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And think about the people that you're going to affect.
All they really had to do was just change their way of thinking.
And that's all they had to do. Or change their way of living.
And that's it.
If you're not happy, then that means that you're living in darkness.
Yeah, then that means you need to change something.
You're living in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And you need God in your life.
Yeah.
Once you've lost the Holy Spirit, once you've lost that presence of God, now you've lost everything. You've lost that connection. And that's the connection that I'm talking about that Lucifer wants to crush. He wants to take that away.
Mm-hmm.
That is his mission. He wants to destroy you. He will use people to destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I keep thinking in my mind, I keep thinking, okay, I was one of those people who cast him out. Maybe that's why my life doesn't seem as fair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through this spiritual battle. You know, you got to think about it. What did you do to piss Lucifer off?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he coming after you so much? Why is he testing you so much? Well, he's testing your faith.
Yep.
You know, because why is it that when things don't go right, your car breaks down, you lost your job, you can't pay back your loans, you're afraid of going to jail. All those things that Lucifer wants, that's what he wants you to think. I don't have a girlfriend, nobody loves me, blah, blah, blah. You know?
So true.
And I believe that these are the messages that people have to hear tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Is don't let Lucifer win. You have a soul, you have a mind, you have choice. You don't need to let him control your life.
Nope.
That's what he wants. He wants to control your life. He wants control.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want free agency. God is the only one who wanted free agency, not Lucifer. And that's the beauty of unconditional love is free agency.
You know, that's all part of God's plan.
Part of his will.
Yeah.
It's like I keep telling this guy, I said, you can't control your lover because they will come back and bite you in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
You might get what you want, but you're giving up your soul.
Yeah.
And that's not Wentz's fault.
We're in a spiritual battle right now.
Yes, we are.
And other people don't realize that.
No, they don't. But so they better start realizing it.
Yeah. Time to wake up.
Yep.
That's the message.
True.
Do you have any callers tonight, Edgar?
Still no callers. So, I guess we can either end the show or continue talking, or if there's anybody that wants to call in and get a reading, a free reading, go right ahead. If you want any insight on what we were talking about and wants to join the conversation, go right ahead and call in.
You know, I think a lot of it is we had to get the message out. Again, we want to, you know, thank everybody for the ones, you know, who have been with us in our shows for a long time. You know, these are all the long-time callers and listeners, and we are thankful, you know, for them and what we're able to do to, you know, give them some inspiration in whatever messages that we receive. I'll just go ahead and end our show tonight then.
Okay. We'd like to thank everyone for listening.
Yeah.
We hope to have some callers next time we call in.
And have everybody have a good night.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.